Stay tuned for the Warren County Radio Bible School. When you hear that school bell, we'll get our Bibles and we'll be studying in just a moment. And I would invite you to turn to the book of Deuteronomy. It'll be Deuteronomy chapter 4, and we'll begin in a few moments, beginning in verse 32, and read the lesson text for this Sunday school lesson. This is the Warren County Radio Bible School class session number 480. And we've been following the children of Israel as they cross the Red Sea and the events that happened to them in the wilderness until they come to the plain of Moab, where Moses spoke to them and recorded those sermons that Moses preached to them before he died on the plains of Moab. And we're particularly going to concentrate on this part in Deuteronomy chapter 4 about what the children of Israel learned at Mount Sinai. But before that, we're going to read about them coming up right up to the borders of the land. We were in our studies almost through with their wilderness wanderings. And so we'll begin there when class comes to order. So while you're taking your seats and getting your Bible ready, I'll remind you that the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. All are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. And so, the class will now come to order, and I'm going to be reading from Elam's notes about the victories of the Israelites as they came right up to the border and how they stumbled and fell just before crossing the Jordan River on dry land. Here's what we read. Hearing of the victories that the children of Israel had had over Sihon and Og, the king of Moab with the Midianites sent to Mesopotamia for the false prophet Balaam to come and to curse the Israelites. But when he came, God turned his curse into a blessing. But he taught Balak, the king of the Moabites, to cast a stumbling block in the way of the Israelites and to induce them to commit fornication and to offer sacrifices unto idols. And when they did this, God himself slew 24,000 of them. Again, God commanded that the number of the Israelites be taken. And there were 601,730 men 20 years old and upward, excepting the Levites. And the children of Israel were avenged upon the Midianites when Balaam also was slain. The tribe of Reuben, Gad, and the half-tribe of Manasseh were promised possessions east of the Jordan upon condition that they would go over Jordan and to help the others to drive out the inhabitants of the land. And so that brings us to our lesson text, Moses on Sinai. I want to read to you Deuteronomy chapter 4, verses 32, 33, and 36. Let me check that right quick. Is that a misprint? 36? Well, I'm going to read 32, 33, and 36. Here it is. Deuteronomy chapter 4, 32. For ask now of the days that are past, which were before thee, since the day that God created man upon the earth, and from one end of heaven to the other, whether there hath been any such thing as this great thing is, or hath been heard like it. Deuteronomy 33, and then verse, excuse me for being confused here a moment, 32 and 33. Deuteronomy 4, 33. Did ever a people hear the voice of God speaking out of the midst of the fire, as thou hast heard and lived? And then verse 36. Out of heaven he made thee to hear his voice, that he might instruct thee. And upon the earth he made thee to see his great fire, and thou heardest his words out of the midst of the fire. Here's Elam's notes. Let us consider the facts of these verses together. In this speech, and in recounting the wonderful things God had done for the Israelites, Moses asked them to look over the past, since man had been created, and see if any such thing had ever been done for any people. For ask now of the days that are past, which were before thee, since the day that God created man on the earth, from one end of heaven to the other, whether there hath been any such thing as this great thing is, or hath been heard like it. This great thing was hearing the voice of God speaking out of the midst of the fire, causing the people to hear his voice out of heaven, and yet they were not destroyed. This was wonderfully great. Moses went up unto God, and God talked with him out of the mountain, and he came down and related to the people all that God had said. God reminded them of what he had done to the Egyptians, and how he had bore them on eagle's wings, and brought them unto him to make his own possession among the people, and to make them a kingdom of priests and a holy nation, if they would obey his voice and keep his covenant. And the people said, "All that Jehovah has spoken we will do." When Moses reported the words of the people to God, he said to Moses, "I come to thee in a thick cloud, that the people may hear when I speak with thee, and mayest also believe thee forever." Moses was to sanctify the people and have them ready against the third day. Bonds were set about the mountain that nothing should touch it. The man or beast that touched it must be slain. On the morning of the third day there were thunders and lightnings and a thick cloud upon the mount, and the voice of a trumpet exceeding loud. Then Moses brought forth the people out of the camp to meet God, and they stood at the neither part of the mount. And Mount Sinai and the whole of it smoked, because Jehovah descended upon it in a fire, and the smoke thereof was as the smoke of a furnace, and the whole mountain quaked greatly. Now we read about all that in an earlier class, when we read Exodus chapter 19. It is no wonder that Hebrews 12 and verse 21 tells us that Moses said, "I exceedingly fear and quake." The mountain quaked, the people quaked, and Moses quaked. Amid such awe-inspiring surroundings, Jehovah spoke to the people. He spoke the Ten Commandments out of the cloud in the hearing of the people, which voice they that heard entreated that no more word should be spoken to them. Hebrews 12:19 says, "And they said unto Moses, Speak to us, and we will hear, or no word be spoken unto them." Hebrews 12:19. We read in the book of Exodus 20:19-20. "They said unto Moses, Speak thou with us, and we will hear. But let not God speak with us, lest we die. And Moses said unto the people, Fear not, for God has come to prove you, and that his fear may be before you, that you sin not." And then in Exodus 20:22, Jehovah said unto Moses, "Thus shalt thou say to the children of Israel, Ye yourselves have seen that I have talked with you from heaven." While Jehovah spoke out of the midst of the fire, and the people heard the voice of his words, they saw no form. They saw no manner of form, lest they should make an image or a figure of anything in the heavens or on earth or in the seas, and be drawn away to worship them. We read in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 4, verses 12 through 20, "And Jehovah spake unto you out of the midst of the fire, and ye heard his words, but ye saw no form, only ye heard a voice. And he declared unto you his covenant, which he commanded you to perform, even the Ten Commandments. And he wrote them upon two tables of stone. And Jehovah commanded me at that time to teach you statutes and ordinances, that ye might do them in the land, whether you go over to possess it." Deuteronomy 14:15. "Take ye therefore good heed to yourselves, for you saw no manner of form on the day that Jehovah spake unto you in Horeb out of the midst of the fire, lest ye corrupt yourselves, and make you a graven image in the form of any figure, the likeness of male or female, the likeness of any beast that is on the earth, the likeness of any winged bird that flieth in the heavens, the likeness of anything that creepeth on the ground, the likeness of any fish that is in the water under the earth. And lest thou lift up thine eyes into heaven, when thou seest the sun, and the moon, and the stars, even all the host of heaven, thou be drawn away to worship them, and to serve them, which Jehovah thy God hath allotted unto all the people under the whole heaven. But Jehovah hath taken you, and brought you forth out of the iron furnace, out of Egypt, to be unto him a people of inheritance, as it is this day. Now we have here a note from Elam on the origin of man, because we read this expression. The expression, since the day that God created man upon the earth, shows that man was created, and there was a day when he was created, that God created him, and that was he was created upon the earth. In Isaiah 45 and verse 12, God said, I made the earth and created man upon it. This is the way man came into existence. And God created man in his own image, male and female created he them, Genesis 1, 26 and 27. Man beget children in his own likeness after his image, Genesis 5 and verse 3. Man is the image and the glory of God, 1 Corinthians 11 and verse 7 and James 3 and verse 9. To man, upright, intelligent, created in the image of God, God gave dominion over the whole earth and told him to use it. We read in the book of Genesis chapter 1 verses 24 through 30. And God said, let the earth bring forth living creatures after their kind, and cattle and creeping things, and beasts of the earth after their kind. And it was so. And God made the beasts of the earth after their kind, and the cattle after their kind, and everything that creepeth on the ground after its kind. And God saw that it was good. And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the birds of the heavens, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. And God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful, and multiply, and replenish the earth, and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the birds of the heavens, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. And God said, behold, I have given you every herb yielding seed which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree in which is the fruit of a tree yielding seed. To you it shall be for food. And to every beast of the earth, and to every bird of heaven, and to everything that creepeth upon the earth, wherein there is life, I have given every green herb for food. And it was so. Now, let's see what God did for the Israelites. In Deuteronomy chapter 4, verses 34 and 38, verse 34 says, or hath God essayed to go and take him a nation from the midst of another nation by trials, by signs, and by wonders, and by war, and by a mighty hand, and by an outstretched arm, and by great terrors, according to all that Jehovah your God did for you in Egypt before your eyes? In verse 38, to drive out nations from before thee greater and mightier than thou, to bring thee in, to give thee their land for an inheritance, as it is this day. These are the verses which state what God had done for the Israelites. He had never done so much for any people. He had taken them from another nation and delivered them from the hard, cruel bondage of a nation mightier than they, and had made them a nation unto himself, and promised to drive out the nations before them, that they might have their inheritance. They knew this because they'd seen it with their eyes and should remember it, God had done this by trials and signs and wonders and war and a mighty hand and an outstretched arm.